and your MC today, and I will start with Lindy.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Lindy Wallach. I'm a park planner, and I'm working on the Heritage Farm Sustainability Plan.
Tim Spence. He is a guest today. Kirk.
I'm Kirk Resham. I am part of the Heritage Advisory Board and a founding member of the Heritage Farm Foundation.
Thank you, sir. Rob Fried.
Hi, Rob Fried here, member of the Heritage Farm Advisory Board and also the Sustainability Plan.
Joe Zimmerman.
Joe Zimmerman, I'm the Finance and Marketing Manager for Busy Farms in Brush Prairie.
I'll welcome aboard. Zane Carver.
Hi, Zane Carver. I currently work at Heritage Farms.
Welcome. Amy Arnold is in the background. No, she can say hi.
I'm Amy Arnold. I work for the Parks and Lands Division.
Division 98. Administrative assistant.
Emma, if you could turn that microphone off, it'll assist in reducing the feedback. Thank you, sir. Matt Baum.
I am Matt Baum. I am the Parks Operations Supervisor, and typically I would be chairing this meeting, but I am stuck in traffic an hour north. Rocky doesn't want me to smite anybody with my truck, so I'm going to let him be the one in charge here.
Thanks for allowing me to pass a baton. Thanks. Emily Straw.
Hi, Emily Straw here with Clark County Food Bank. We are tenants at the farm.
Welcome. Heather Tischbaum.
Thank you. I'm an interested citizen.
Thanks. Pete Dubois.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are a site user with the Composter Recycler Program, and also I work with Clark County Public Health.
Thank you. Christine Perry.
Hi, everyone. Christine Perry from WCU Extension.
And Councillor Glenn Young. This helps us with our attendance as well, so thank you. Did I miss anyone on a phone call, Amy? Any other attendees? Okay, great. Well, with that, we had sent out the January 19th, 2023 minutes for review. Has everyone on the advisory team had a chance to review those? And is there any edits prior to a motion to accept? Hearing no edits, is there a motion to accept or approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
We got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Christine. We have a motion second. All those who have voting authority, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing none, we have our minutes approved. Moving on to agenda item number 3, the sustainability plan update. So I'll start with Lindy, and I'm sure Rob will add a lot to this as well. Lindy?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me today. We are knee deep in it right now. Since our last meeting, I think here was in January, is that right? I think we've had 3 meetings since this last meeting that I've attended. In the end of January, January 30th, we had a steering committee meeting. And February 13th, we had a smaller discussion that was about six members that got together and just had some conversation about questions that they had, thoughts and concerns that they have about plan development. And then just earlier this week on March 13th, we had our fifth meeting, which was a four-hour workshop. At this last meeting, we gave the committee some time to discuss the community survey results, the community leader interviews, and also the public comments that had been received. We had done that, presented that information in the past, but we really hadn't had much of a time for the committee to discuss that information. And through some check-ins that I did with the committee members after the January meeting, there was some interest in having a discussion on those. So we let the committee do that. We also reviewed the plan development process to how we're planning on finishing this process. And I'll go through that with you guys in just a second. We had also addressed that in January, but there was some confusion, I think, over the way that it was presented. So we have a graphic that I'll show you in just a minute and walk you through that as well, so you're on the same page. And then we went into our workshop portion, which was the intent there was to develop alternatives that would be included in the sustainability plan. And we explained a fairly complicated exercise, and folks seemed to pick up on what we were trying to encourage them to do, which was to select what we called programmatic elements, which are like a farmer's market or incubator farming, community trails, farm tour trails, and combine those with cost recovery options, which would be like an example would be grants or support from the Farm Foundation, different ways that could help offset the cost on the revenue off of the general fund. So right now we are in that workshop, there were five total alternatives that were put together. The group broke into small groups. Some people chose to work together, some people worked individually, but we walked away with five alternatives, and we hope to have one more alternative next week when one missing member or member who was unable to attend is able to complete the exercise. And she represents LULAC, so we should have six alternatives to look at. The five that we received very early on, or this last Monday, are not going to say they're all completely the same, but they're very, there's a lot of overlap, and there's a lot of, it's nice to see that folks are not all on the same page, but I think can probably come together to the same page. It's not, you know, a huge divide between what people want to see. So, Amy, if you could share the graphic. Oh,
bear with me. I'm getting there.
These are not allowed at the farm. They have to be on a leash.
Oh, great. So can you guys see that? It's a little small.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So this is just the steps that we have left, or we feel that are left to get the plan adopted by council. And as I said, I'm going to walk you through the steps a little bit just briefly, but I just want you to keep in mind, if at any point we get to the end of a step and we just don't feel like we're quite ready to move on to that next step, we're going to have some serious conversation about is there something else that we need to do before we move on. We don't want folks to feel like we've rushed this process. So the first step here on the left is the alternative development, and that's what we were doing at our March 20th or our meeting earlier this week on Monday. And just like I just explained to you, we had the workshop for folks to put together, help us build alternatives that we can move into the plan, that we can include in the plan. The next step is that the county is going to write the plan, and we're kind of in between those two spots right now because we still hope to have that additional alternative from LULAC, and then seeing if we can maybe take the six options that were presented and narrow it down to two additional options. And that will involve a conversation with the steering committee. But then the next plan is that we are going to write the plan, and I anticipate that's going to take us a month and a half to 2 months, and I'll be doing the lion's share of that work. The next step is that we're going to review that plan with the steering committee. Once we have the draft plan ready, we're going to reach out to the committee, allow them to review the documents and provide any comments that they'd like to see or changes that they'd like to make. And then we're going to have our next public meeting, which I anticipate to be in most likely in June. I've shown here May to June, but schedule wise, it looks like it's probably going to be in June. But it will here we'll present that draft plan to the public and then allow them to make comments on it. And we're also going to have a general Q&A session similar to what we had in the last meeting, but a little bit longer to let folks talk about their feelings about the farm. After that, we're going to take the draft plan, the information that we get, or the feedback we get from the public meeting, and we're going to run through our process and do a check-in with the Park Advisory Board and then the council, hopefully in July to August of this year. After that, we're going to take all of the information we received from that public meeting and any kind of public comments we got we received back, input from the Park Advisory Board and the council, and we're going to share that, summarize it all to the council, to the committee, and then allow them to use that to finally score the alternative analysis. The idea is that we'll create these, let's say, two or three alternatives, and then the committee will assess those against the guiding principles from the 2020 master plan and the two goals of our project development, which is our plan development, which is to reduce the draw on the general fund and to increase public access. So at that point, the committee will decide which of those alternatives they recommend that the council approve. And then we'll go back through, the last step here is to go back through the Park Advisory Board and the council with our final plan for adoption. And we hope to do that in this fall and wrap it up in November, if possible. That's a whole lot. I hope I didn't go through it too fast. If anybody has any questions, please let me know. If you're looking for opinions about the meeting or more information, Rob is the Farm Advisory Team's representative, so I don't want to steal his thunder.
It was a grueling 4 hours, let me tell you. But thanks to Lindy's stellar leadership capabilities, we just motored on through those alternatives. So it was informative, and I thought it was interesting how a lot of us had similar ideas, and I think we're headed in the right direction.
Great. Christine, did you want to have any input?
Yeah, as what Rob said, it felt good. I think that there's a lot still to process, but it felt like that, you know, we are moving in the right direction, I feel too. Yeah.
Great. It's good to hear that from both of you.
And let me just add, Lindy doesn't tolerate slackers.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt like it went quick to me. It didn't feel like a long 4 hours. It felt like a brisk two. But good. Any other questions for Lindy about where we are in the process or this timeline? And
I would like to say I am working on another update for the stakeholders list. So there's a couple hundred people that I email regularly, and I hope to update them tomorrow on our progress. So look out in your email inbox tomorrow.
Perfect. Well, Pending no further comments, I'll move forward to the next agenda item, which is the Farm Advisory Committee report. I don't see Sandy here. Is someone prepared to provide information in her place?
Yes, I am, Rocky. Kirk here. Yes, Sandy is enjoying some very, very nice weather right now. The advisory board is not really working on a lot right now. We have an open request in front of us. Most of you may be aware that Greenhouse 7 needs to be replaced, and we're evaluating that and preparing our recommendation to Rocky and his group for a suggested position on that. But that other than that, the advisory board is pretty quiet right now.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll move to maybe another discussion from Kirk, the Friends of the Farm Foundation report. I don't see Blair on here as well.
No, but no, correct. Blair is out of town also. It's going to be my turn one of these days. The advisory board, the foundation, we're getting geared up. The Clark PUD is putting on a garden and home show on the end of April, April 29th and 30th. Most of you may already know. And we have a booth out there, and we are gearing up for planning for spending the Sunday out there, talking up the foundation, talking up the farm for folks that come through there. So we're getting all excited about that, and we're getting ready to be staffed for that. We have updated a few things on our website, so if any of you get a chance to get to our website at friendsofheritagefarm.org, please go check that out. It's been updated very recently, so we have some current and new information there to include all our membership options for those of you who may be interested in our updated mission. That's it for the foundation. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kirk. Farm operations report. So I'll start and then make sure Zane can hit it out of the park of all the other pertinent stuff. So I'll do the bureaucratic stuff, which is we are in process recommendation for appointments for the Heritage Farm Advisory Team are with the county manager now. We had a little hiccup in the process that we resolved to ensure that all the reviews were consistent. In essence, we had an emergency dental issue that took one of our panelists away for one of the interviews, and so we redid that review to ensure that we had the same panelists for all members. So that's been forwarded on, and we should be getting some appointment letters coming out in the email soon. A lot of times you'll get them at the same time I do. So it's like one of those cool little surprises and gifts for all of us. We are working through updating and finalizing the leases. So I think the Master Gardener Foundation, we received some feedback on that. I think we'd asked for some feedback from the food bank, and I think we're getting ready to we haven't seen anything. So Emily, if there is any feedback on that draft, let us know. We're getting ready to get that moved forward. The mums, and I'll try to say the word and then you guys can giggle at me. Now that I've set myself up so I can't say it, that's why I said mums. Chrysanthemums, there, I think I said it right. Was that right, Joe? Thumbs up?
Sorry.
Chrysanthemums.
Yeah, that's what we see. Yeah, it sounds the same. is in the same place where we're trying to get that all done. And then I think our last lease, if I remember correctly, that we need to update is the People and Careers. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
And so we are getting that all. So for those of you seeing that, we've through our legal team has changed the format of the lease document. We're trying to make them as consistent as possible throughout throughout each lease. We're looking to have those for about a 2-year period for the most part, given the sustainability plan, as well as that wetland project and that footprint. And so once we know that, we may have to change some exhibits for where some farm stuff is potentially. So we want to be not have to do things twice, have it sort of set up to kind of do that work at the all in one fell swoop. And part of that lease getting signed is part of an effort to be able then to do that, move forward the potential repairs for greenhouse number 7 and move forward into having our facilities review that, getting out to Historic Preservation Commission for review and all those steps to make sure we're doing it appropriately. We are also getting ready for the old season. I think today is supposed to hit 60 degrees, so all of a sudden things are going to start growing, although the ground temperature is still pretty cold, but things are starting to look a little bit different out there. And Zane, anything to add from the ground level?
Yeah, just a couple things. The 6400 tractor should be fixed soon. We have all the parts, so should be able to fix that soon. We added wood chips around the community garden, so come this April, it won't be as wet when people are using it. Like Rocky said, we started doing some prep earlier. A lot of the bags of soil have been sold. We're going to get another shipment tomorrow, but for the most part, most of those have been sold. Some of the roof came off of Greenhouse 7. That has been fixed, hopefully. We'll see what happens. If we have another windstorm, hopefully it will hold. WSU has started doing their mushroom research in the last about month, so they're making progress on that. The Queen Bee Group is going to install a fence for wind protection, not a permanent fence, so that'd be good for them. And then in the next coming weeks or about month, we're going to do some grading around the front entrance of the farm. I'm going to put in some new gravel and stuff like that. So that's all I have. Thanks for your time.
And I'll add is that the Master Gardeners program is doing a guided tour. I think they started that last year. I think they're beta testing it on some of the some groups right now. And I think there's training coming up real soon to get those volunteers set up for those presentations. That allows groups to come in. I think there's going to be scheduled days where they can come in and do a guided tour of the farm and learn a little bit about the history and what's going on there. So that's exciting because I learned a couple things, and if nothing else, I got a good 2 mile walk out of it as well. And that vista at the top is always something you want to go back to. So, all right. Well, I think we're at that spot where we can take any public comments or if we've received any. I don't see that we've received anything. Matt, would you concur with that?
We have not, or at least nothing that has come to me.
Okay. Do we have any public comments? We're getting close to that open forum moment of guests who want to bring something forward to the advisory team. Okay. Now we're at open forum. So, team members, any updates, anything fun, dad jokes? Hearing none. Oh, Pete, yes.
I do. I just have one bad joke.
Okay.
As we get into the season, what's Irish and stays out all winter? Patio furniture.
That is timely. That is good. I can't trump that one today. So we will have Pete's joke as our closing remark. I want to thank everyone for your time. Feel free to bombard Matt and Zane with all kinds of questions and opportunities, and we'll do our best to try to meet your needs out there at the farm and for the community. With that, have a wonderful end to the cold streak of 24 days in a row out there, and enjoy this beautiful weather coming in front of us.
Thanks, Rocky.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.